Jared Manos says stepping onto Rock Creek Ranch is like walking into a painting.
Almost all the prairies in this country, in North America, have been damaged or destroyed. And to come across someplace that's almost like biblically pristine, so effusive with life, you couldn't imagine it.
Manos is CEO and founder of the Great Plains Restoration Council. He's fought for years to preserve one of the largest remaining tracts of native tall grass in North Texas.
He took a run at it, but he doesn't have $30 million.
That's Jim Sudam, who works for the state's general land office. And $30 million is how much the state hopes to raise from Tuesday's sale.
Jared Manos is a very articulate and very persuasive activist.
So persuasive that in 2006, he convinced Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson to give him access to the land that had been behind closed gates. Since then, he's taken school kids, scientists, and government officials on prairie hikes. He also convinced the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court to make a $1 million commitment for seed money. But that seed hasn't sprouted. Jim Sudam says the economy has picked up and buyers are interested. Selling could mean big money for the state schools.
The school land board has a legal fiduciary responsibility to the school children of Texas to make as much money on their assets as they can. That helps keep your local property taxes down. And nobody's stepping up saying, tax me more so we can buy that property out there.
So the prairie, which is already cut in half by a highway being built, will probably be developed instead of preserved. And Jared Manos' dream of a national park in North Texas could be gone. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.